This is the Wednesday, March 25th meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee meeting. Arpol, would you call the roll?
Yeah, okay. Since we've just gotten notice of two people different, let me change the roll call here so I don't call people who aren't here anymore. Okay, this will not be in perfect alphabetical order. Dia Bediaco.
Present.
Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon.
Here.
Jakai Free. Sharna Gluck.
Here.
Adrian Jamot. Roger Kilgour. Luzette King. R. Paul Martin here. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
Ryan Edwards Tiekert.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Joseph Lanzala. Ted Weisgel.
Here.
One, two, three. We have nine. Quorum.
Okay, so we have a quorum.
AC is no longer on the committee?
I don't know that AC was ever on the committee.
Yes, years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I saw his name.
The list of directors I have for this committee.
Oh, Grace, you should identify that you're on the call, please.
Okay, Grace, KPFK, Grace Aaron, KPFK. I am not listed as a member of this committee. Just visiting. The director members, per the last in-person meeting in January, were for this committee are Nia Bediaco, Luzette King, Sean Casey O'Brien, George Ryder, Joe Wanzala.
Okay. Our first item is approval of the agenda. You should all have a copy of it. If you're listening and you're not a member of the committee, it is posted on kpftx.org under this committee meeting. Any additions to the agenda, any changes in order that you'd like to see happen?
Tracy from KPFA, my phone dropped out.
Okay. And also let me welcome Tracy Rosenberg and Brian Tiekert Edwards to this committee meeting. They were recently elected at KPFA. Sorry. Okay. So any changes to the agenda? Any changes in?
Yes. I've been trying to speak.
Sure. I
have a point of personal privilege that I would like at the top of the agenda.
A point of personal privilege is not an agenda item, but you get to say it if you want. It has high priority.
Any time? Is that what
now would be a good time.
Okay. I am requesting that the chair do something about the uncivil conduct, both on the calls and in emails of members of this committee. It is difficult enough to do our work in Pacifica without being constantly insulted, and I would ask that the chair kindly do something about this.
I appreciate your request, Sharna. I'm not quite sure what I can do during the meeting. I can require that people be civil with each other and that they give each other the floor. Let people have the floor when they have it, and not sort of try to talk on top of them. On the email list, my sense is that our ethics policy requires that we treat each other with respect at all times, and we have agreed here on this committee that we will accept that ethics policy statement and have recommended that to the PMB. So I would just request that people do that as well off of the meeting and when they're sending emails back and forth. Can we go go on now to the approval of the agenda.
Brian here from KPFA.
Brian?
Just curious, looking at a couple of the items on our agenda, why they're in front of the Governance Committee. There's a motion here to eliminate the position of program director at all five stations.
There's been some discussion about that, and what the thought was it would be perhaps referred, but it was made by Chris, I believe, Condon, and it's on the agenda until we get to it.
Well, I looked up the definition of this committee in the Pacifica bylaws. It says the duty of the committee is to review the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities. It seems like this is something that would be better going to the Finance Committee and the Personnel Committee.
We don't. Do you want to make a motion to strike it from the agenda?
Yeah.
Okay. Second isn't required. It requires two-thirds to remove something which is already on the agenda.
No, the agenda hasn't been approved yet. It's subject to revision by majority vote.
This agenda is from last week, last time. It's been on since then.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This is a new meeting, so we haven't approved our agenda yet. Even if we're if it were a continued meeting, that would be correct. But this is a new meeting.
Okay.
So the entire agenda is up.
Excuse me. Paul,
you've got
it. Please, one at a time. We'll take a stack. Who'd like to speak first?
Can our Paul do something about the echo when he speaks? Quite why it's there, but
yeah, this is Sean Casey O'Brien, KPFK.
Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, I was under the assumption that this was in fact a continuance, and we should go back and check the minutes because I was under the assumption that this meeting was in fact a continuance.
Yeah, it was.
Who's that speaking?
Chris Condon, KPFK. I'm the author of the motion in question, and I think the sense of the body was once we got to it, it may in fact be referred to another committee. Or to the PNB for it to reach to another committee, but it's just a continuation of last meeting.
Our Paul.
Exactly.
This is Sherna, our Paul.
Yes, good.
In your minutes, does it show that there was a motion to adjourn or not?
I'm looking at that at this very moment.
Well, that's going on. George, may I speak? This is Ted Weisgall from Houston.
Yes.
It's my understanding that in committee meetings, because the desire of the organization is to have the maximum degree of consideration of issues, that any motion can be made by any individual without a second, and someone who appropriately has the floor can move to object to the consideration of the question, and if it gets a two-thirds majority vote, then it would be no longer open for discussion, but to preempt allowing it to be put on the agenda is, I think, contrary to both the letter and the spirit of Robert's rules. So therefore, I'm wondering if it's inappropriate to try to strike something from the agenda. I think that's always inappropriate, but that's a question I'm asking of the chair.
But my sense is that this is best handled by dealing with it when we get to it, that I don't think there's really any opposition in the committee to doing to sending it to another committee, but I think it is in order if people want to strike it. I mean, my sense is this: we're wasting a lot of time by doing that. We'd be better off to just get on to the things that we need to get to. When we get to that, we can handle it. But I don't think it's out of order to object to it being there, which is what's happening. Actually, if you move to object, I think it's not even discussable. We just simply have to get two-thirds.
Harpo? Yeah, okay, looking at the minutes, what happened for the last meeting was we hit the time to adjourn, and there was a motion to extend, and the motion to extend failed, and so the meeting just adjourned that way. So this is a new meeting, not a continued meeting, so that's why we have to vote on the agenda. If it were a continued meeting, we wouldn't be voting on the agenda at all.
Right, you wouldn't be able to add things either.
Well, you could add them with two-thirds. We have a motion on the floor to strike this number
10.
If you're, I'm not quite sure whether you're moving, you're objecting to the consideration, in which case it really isn't debatable. We just take a vote, or whether we treat this as a simply an agenda item, in which case we just need a majority.
An amendment.
What's that?
The main motion is to approve the agenda.
This is treated as an amendment to the agenda rather than a motion to object to its consideration. Given all of that discussion, this is a new agenda, requires
Vajra Kilgour.
Majority. Welcome, Vajra. We are discussing whether or not to strike item 10 from the agenda. So is there any further discussion on that? Hearing none, would you take the roll on that, Marple? Let me ask this. Is there any objection to striking this from the agenda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you take the roll, Marple?
George, this is Tracy with KPSA. Can you just clarify what a yes vote and a no vote is? Is it a yes vote? Is a yes vote approved the agenda as written?
A yes is to strike it from the agenda.
This is Vajra. Is this the eliminating the position of PD at all stations?
Yes.
Yes.
So a yes vote supports the amendment, which is to strike this, and a no vote means to keep it. So, Arpal, would you take the roll?
George, while he's doing that, I have a point of information.
What's your point of information?
My point of information is I'm at kpftx.org, and I'm trying to see the agenda for tonight's meeting, and I've been unsuccessful in doing that. So if you could...
It's posted, but I don't exactly know how to see it. Arpal, can you speak to that?
Okay, what's the question here?
How on KPFTX do you find the agenda?
Let's see. As I recall, if you click on the thing, if the agenda is posted, you should see it. Now, one thing is that I have I log in over there, so I might not be seeing precisely what everybody else sees, because I can change things up there. If you don't have an account with it and can't log in, you should still be able to see the agenda.
Okay, so I can't do anything more about it than that, Ted. I think you should be able to see it. I don't.
Well, I can't. So after we get through this roll call, I would like, since I'm not the only one in the world who probably can't see it, I would like the agenda to be read aloud.
Oh, please, no.
I don't have it.
That's fine. I've sent emails to everybody. Take a look at your email. It's been sent at least twice. Paul, would you call a roll on this item?
Yes. This is on the amendment to strike number 10. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon.
No.
Sakai Free. Sharna Gluck.
Yes.
Adrienne Jamont. Vajra Kilgour. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Jamont there?
Okay. Wait, it sounds like I just talked over somebody. Did you call Adrienne Jamont?
I heard something after I called, but I think Adrienne Jamont is not, in fact, here. Okay, going on with the roll. Vajra Kilgour.
Yes.
Lizette King. R. Paul Martin, no. Sean Casey O'Brien,
no.
Brian Edwards Tiekert,
yes.
George Ryder,
yes.
Tracy Rosenberg,
no.
Joseph Wanzala, Ted Weisgel,
no.
Going back to George Ryder.
I abstain. Motion fails 5-4. Are there any other changes or order changes to the agenda?
I have a change, George. This is Chris Condon from KPFK number 7. Yes. Leslie Radford on volunteers.
Yes.
It appears to me that that's already the policy of the station, and I would and Leslie is not with us to motivate the motion, so I would move that last.
Is there any objection to moving that last?
Well, point of order. Leslie told me when I asked her last time that she had indicated to you, George, that it wasn't necessary for her to be on the call, and she'd asked you to basically moderate the discussion on it.
She did. That's true.
I'm not opposing that.
The motion is to move it, however.
Could I ask, one, who's making the motion, and which thing is this?
Chris Conlon, APFK. Motion, it's item number 7 on volunteers. It appears to me that that's already the policy of the station, at least the station I'm at, KPFK, and I'm moving to make that last on the agenda.
Sean Casey O'Brien from KPFK.
Good, Sean.
Yeah, since it is already the policy of at least KPFK, if not Pacifica, it's redundant and a waste of our time, and I'd like to amend this motion to just table it.
Well, it's not. We're not considering it yet. The only question is where to put it. Is where to put it on the agenda.
This is Sherna. I am not aware of this being a policy that's implemented at KPFK, let alone any of the other stations. So I don't see how it's out of.
This is Brian.
Let me say that our own station. This is very much of an issue, this is KPFT. This is George speaking, and. It would be better to have Leslie here to motivate it and defend it. What's at stake right at the moment is where to put it. So please speak to that.
This is Brian from KPFA.
Yes, Brian.
We're looking at the item labeled 7A.
That's correct.
That the IED work with general managers to establish goals and processes for recruiting and training volunteers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
I'm going to raise the same question. Why is this on the agenda of a governance committee?
Well, it seems like a governance issue to me, but it might not to you.
What does it have to do with reviewing the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities? That's our charter. It's in the bylaws. I mean, I'll raise it as a point of order.
It's instructing the work of the IED. I can make a case for that, but it's instructing the IED to do something, which is the IED is responding to the board about a policy of the stations, and it's a policy of all the stations. So it seems to me it's reasonable to consider this a governance issue. One could argue about that, but the question at the moment is where to put it.
I would argue to keep it where it is, since it has been on the agenda from our very first meeting.
So is there any other discussion about where to put this? The motion is to move it to last place. Is there any opposition to moving it to last place? There is, obviously. Sherna objected. So can we go to a vote on this? Is there anybody want to speak again to this? Okay, so Paul, would you call the? Would you? And a yes vote means moving it to position number 12,
as opposed to where it is now, which is
actually I think it's
something.
I think it's actually position. It's last on the agenda. I think it's actually position 13.
No, it's presently 7.
I know, and it would be last would be position 13.
Okay.
Right.
Thank
okay.
You.
A yes vote, no vote.
A yes vote moves it, yes. So, Arpo, would you please call you?
Yeah, hold on one second. I have to put these names that I just got into the roll call vote form here. It will take one second. And almost ready here. And okay. On the vote to move, number 7, is it just 7?
7A.
Only 7A. Okay, I only have 7.
I don't know what happened to 7B. I think it must have been...
All right, it's all it's being offered, so I'll just leave it as number 7. to motion is the amendment is to move number 7 to the bottom of the agenda. Nia Bediako.
Abstain.
Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon.
Yes.
Zakai Free. Sharna Gluck.
No.
Adrienne Jamont. Vajra Kilgour. Vajra Kilgour. Moving on. Suzette King. R. Paul Martin. Pass. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
Pass.
Tracy Rosenberg.
I'm going to vote no.
Joseph Lanzala. Ted Weisgel.
Abstain.
Back. Roger Kilgour? Okay, we are not hearing Vajra Kilgour. She was here before.
I voted already. What's up with you?
What's up with me is I can't hear you. If you said something, we didn't come through over here.
Oh.
Vajra Kilgour?
No.
No. Okay. Luzette King. R. Paul Martin. Yes. George Ryder.
No.
Okay, I think. Is there anybody whose name I haven't called yet? Okay. Tally is 1, 2, 3 in favor, 4 against, 3 abstentions.
Okay, so motion fails. Any other changes to the order or additions to the agenda?
I'd like to take up the language that's pending.
Clarification, can you read that again, please, Paul?
What am I reading?
Vote. There are 3 in favor and 4 against. Which is
3-4-3.
That's a motion fails. This is Tracy with KPFA. If he could put me on the stack.
Tracy, there is no stack. Go ahead and speak.
Before we continue, I'd just like to point out that we've been adjusting the agenda for about 26 minutes now. I think I'd like to put in a motion that we pass the agenda, that we approve
Thank
the
you.
Agenda as currently posted.
Thank you.
Is there a second
objection
to that?
Objection to approving the motion as posted. The agenda, sorry, as posted.
I'll second it. Chris Condon, KPFK.
We don't need a second in the committee. It's sufficient to make the motion yourself.
Right. Then I would like to put it to a vote that we approve the agenda as posted and stop amending it over and over again.
Is there any objection to Tracy's motion?
This is Brian from KPFA. I'll object. I'd like to add one item.
Okay. Paul, it is discussable. Do you want to speak to that, Brian?
Yeah, and I'm assuming if I'm adding an item and you put it at the end, you don't even need to vote on it, right? You don't reject motions. But I would like us to have a discussion of the last version of the motion this committee sent to the Pacifica National Board about status changes. I understand there are some revisions to it pending that have been introduced since this committee considered it. I think we should discuss those.
There hasn't been anything introduced into the committee, but you're welcome to introduce it. So, can I just add that at the end? And can we accept Tracy's motion to adopt the agenda? Is there any objection to that?
Yeah, hold on one second. If we're going to put this on the agenda, I need to have a wording. I have discussion of the motion about status changes.
Mm-hmm.
So just that at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And. Well, we'll probably never get to it, so I won't bother you with the time for it.
Yes. Now, do I have any objections to accepting the agenda as it stands? Okay. Hearing none. Let's move on to that. Now, there's a question about the time of this meeting. We're already about 20 minutes over what I had suggested. And last meeting, we went for an hour and 45 minutes. The agenda was originally scheduled for an hour and 47 minutes. Can we go until 10:20 in New York? Is that okay? Is there any objection to that? 10:20 on the East Coast?
That's good.
Okay, hearing no objection, we'll conclude the meeting at 10:20, unless there's some extension. Okay, so the first item on the agenda was the question of how do we elect chairs and secretaries on the committees, in particular this committee. We had a vote of the members who were present at the first meeting. Our poll was elected secretary. I was elected chair. However, there was some suggestion that the bylaws required that we send out a ballot to all the members of the committee in order to have a legitimate election. No one, up until this moment, was able to find such a bylaw. And so the question is: has anyone found such a bylaw, and they wish to read it for us?
No, point of order, Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
Yeah, I would have to search for it, but just from being on the board for a few years, I would have to look it up. I mean, we have some past chairs, and our poll is very well versed in the bylaws. So the secretary could at least corroborate that you do need to do it. You do need
well,
to
do it. Nia, I hear what you're saying, and we have had 3 weeks to do this. And I suggested last time that if anybody wanted to find that, please do so. We had offered to stand down and have such an election, and if they didn't come up with it by this meeting, then we would simply be acknowledged as the chair and the secretary. That's
Brian,
what happened. Brian, go ahead.
Please, Jordan, before you interrupt me. Congratulations speaking.
Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
I think, and this is nothing personal, but I think it is, it would be responsible for us, at least the governance committee, to at least the body, we should be leading by example. So of all the committees, we should at least be following the bylaws. I mean, I can try to search for it in the interim, but I think a lot of people on this call who've been on the local station board of the PNB, they know that that's a fact. That you can't suspend the bylaws. You can suspend Robert's rules, but you can't suspend the bylaws.
If it's a fact, it should be someone should be able to find it in the bylaws. We've had 3 weeks to do that. Brian, what did you have to say about this?
I don't think it's explicit in the bylaws. What the bylaws do require is that instant runoff voting be used for all officer elections, which is a procedure that requires balloting. And Robert stipulates that elections should be done by secret ballot as well. The bylaws bind us to using ballot. So it seems to me both of those would require, going through the motions of doing paper ballot.
O'Brien. I would like all these people who are so speaking so much on bylaws, start citing your bylaws. This appears to me to be a way to waste time. We have a lot of important business. There was no other candidate to run against you. I have to believe these are tactics of delay. Please, if you're going to cite the bylaws, cite them. I got them right here, and I'd love to look it up. And this whole idea that we've got to send out secret ballots for a committee is beyond belief. Okay, send it over, folks. If you're going to make these statements, cite them and send over the language. We don't go on what you thought you heard 3 years ago. Thank you.
Okay, I would like to move on. This is George. I would like to move on. Let me say that I will be chair pro tem, and I will again, Brian, if you'd like, take some time between now and the next meeting, get together what it says, and it has to say it about committees, not just about the PNB or the LSBs, and send it forward, we'll do what needs to be done at that time. In the meantime, go ahead.
This is Chris Condon from KPFK, and I appreciate the fact that you are willing to accept this position on a pro tem basis, but that's not my motion. My motion is that we confirm the chair and the secretary now.
Permanent. I'll second. Tracy at KPFA, I'll second.
We have a motion to do that. Is there any objection to the motion?
Yeah, I think basically you need to ballot. I don't know that it needs to be a secret ballot, but there should be a ballot. All bylaws require that all votes be done by ballot. I did not write the bylaws. Had I done so, I don't know if they would not be so bad. But that's just those are the bylaws you all stuck yourself with. So there you are.
This is Tracy from KPFA with a point of information. For what it's worth, I was on the audit committee last year, and I was at the very first meeting. And at that meeting, Mia Bidiaka, who did an excellent job as chair both last year and the year before, announced that she would be continuing as chair unless there were any objection or any other candidates. This was done on the telephone. There were no objections. There were no other candidates. And we proceeded. So there is precedent for proceeding in that manner.
Thank you, George. That is absolutely not what happened. That was not what happened at all.
That was a point of information. Actually, it wasn't a point of information. It was a comment. But what's on the floor at the moment is Chris's motion to accept me and our poll as the chair and the secretary. Is there any objection to that?
I do have a point of information, George. It's Sherna.
What's the point of information?
Practice has really been gone in both directions. Initially on the programming committee, there was a secret ballot sent out. We did it by I don't even think there were two candidates. As you reminded me, the last time around, it was done by acclamation. So the practice has gone both ways. If there indeed is serious concern that the language of the bylaw coupled with what Brian read from Robert's rules suggests that we do need to have a ballot, then I think we should continue with you as pro tem and ask Brian to please double check it off.
Okay, so that's speaking against the motion.
Yes, I think as a governance committee we should establish that.
Go ahead.
I think that if we are the governance committee and we are setting an example, then the example that we want to set is to not create a process encumbered by molasses. This is a committee that meets by phone, does its business by phone, and to request that we have a written ballot to confirm a chair is just pure obstructionism and pure delaying tactics. And I think that the motives of those...
Chris, don't speak to the motives of people.
I take that back. Please don't speak
to the motives of people.
You're absolutely right, George. But I think that this is completely dilatory and time wasting. Let's just move to a vote.
Arpal for the stack.
Arpal.
Yes. Okay. I am of the opinion that it should be a vote, a ballot and all of that, because we've been doing this for years. I've run enough of these things where we've counted them up. Now, the difference here is this. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with the idea that if we have a contested election that we have to have ballots and all of that. However, I think what we need is a policy out of the PNB saying that if in one of their committees there's there's nobody else there, we can do what happens in some organizations, which is where one person can cast one ballot for the two people who are the only people running, and that's it. And that would solve the problem because, again, nobody's going to object to ballots if there's a contested election. It's these things where only one person goes for the office, where we have this contention coming up. And it seems silly. And I think the PNB needs to just put out a policy and that's it.
We'll get to number four.
Arpal, I think we should have that on the agenda to recommend to the PNB. In the meantime, we have...
George, this is Ted. May I speak?
Yes, you may.
Robert's Rules of Order says that committees cannot make final decisions. We may elect you and anyone else to be chair or Arpal to be the secretary, but for the final determination to be made, it has to be made by the Pacifica National Board. Now, they usually just rubber stamp anything that a committee does. The whole idea of having single transferable voting, that those additional rules have not been established. I'm looking at the bylaws where they say the board may adopt additional rules for the government, it should be governance, of any committee that are not inconsistent with the previous provisions of these bylaws. But Roberts doesn't talk about single transferable voting for committee chairs. And also, it says here that any committee member shall have the right to place a matter on the agenda for discussion by the committee. So this whole battling over what we want to keep off and on the agenda, I know that's not what we're talking about right now, but it says clearly in the bylaws what I just read. So I think we should go forward and let the national board rubber stamp you and R. Paul as the chair and the secretary of this committee.
Okay, I hear you speaking for the motion. Let me say this. We allocated 2 minutes for that. I haven't actually assigned the timekeeper, but it's completely clear that we're over 2 minutes. I would like to take a vote on Chris's motion, which is the only thing on the floor. And R. Paul, would you take a vote on that, please? Call a roll on that. A vote of yes.
Just a point of information. What are we voting on, George?
Chris, would you restate it, please?
We're simply voting to item number one on the agenda, confirmation of chair and secretary. We are voting to confirm the pro tem chair and pro tem secretary as permanent chair and secretary.
Okay, that's the vote. Okay, so a yes means means we are confirmed. A no means we're not. R. Paul, would you call the roll?
Sorry, point of order.
Yes.
It's Brian from KPFA. I would go along with R. Paul saying you can do that if there's no objection. I think if there is an objection, and I'm raising this as a point of order, you do have to go through the motions of balloting it.
I'm going to rule that out of order. I mean, the question is one of balloting, whether we have to have a ballot or not, and there are different opinions on the board, on the chair, on this committee about that, and no one has brought in a clear statement that we actually have to do that. So I'm going to rule that out of order.
Article
in the absence
15,
of any such clear statement.
Article 15, entitled Voting Methods, unless otherwise expressly provided in these bylaws, all elections by the members, delegates, directors, and LSPs shall be conducted by the single transferable voting method where there's more than one seat or position to be filled, and by the instant runoff voting method where there's only one seat or position to be filled. The motion is to make a majority confirmation. That's inconsistent with our bylaws.
What article and what letter?
Article 15, Voting Methods, Section 1.
Sean Casey O'Brien, and nowhere in there do they mention committees. We are but a committee. So, you know, that they were being very specific there when they laid out all the people that were affected by the transferable voting. They did not mention committees of the PNB. So I take
correct.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Grace. I have a point of information.
Is it okay?
Can I mention it? I'd like to cite Article 3 of the bylaws, Section 8, Point B. It's the section distribution of ballots. It says in the next to the last sentence, of that section, the foundation may, in its discretion, provide a secure means of voting by electronic means via the internet, provided, however, that members shall still have the option of returning written ballots by mail.
That's for members, not
Grace,
for committees.
The question is whether all of that applies to committees or not.
That's true, but I'm saying that there is an option here not to have a written ballot by mail, but to use the internet. Everybody in the foundation who's a member, in other words, has paid their $25 or is a staff member, is in this category, and an electronic means of voting is approved unless someone prefers individually to return a written ballot by mail.
That applies to national board, to LSB elections, to committees.
Let me say that there was a point of order made by Brian. I'm going to rule against his point of order on the grounds that I don't think it applies to committees. That's my ruling. We can take a vote on that, and then we can go back to vote on whether to make me the chair or not. But we need to do that. Is there any objection to my ruling? Oh, wonderful. Hearing no rule, no objection to my ruling.
Can you restate what your ruling is?
My ruling is that Brian's point of order, which was that we had to do, in this case, it would be instant runoff voting.
Okay. I object to your ruling because you read the bylaws.
What? The question was, and Brian read that, and the question was whether it applies to a committee. I don't believe it does. I'm ruling that point of order is not well taken, and that we can go ahead and vote on whether to confirm me as chair and R. Paul as the secretary. So that's my ruling. Is there any objection to that ruling?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a vote on that point of order.
It takes 2/3 to overrule the chair.
No, it doesn't. It takes a majority.
It takes a majority to overrule the chair. Take the vote on that, R. Paul. Please take the vote on that.
Okay, hold on 1 second because I have to move these other names into different places. It just takes a little fast. Copy and move.
We've got a foundation distress.
You don't have the floor.
Appealing the ruling of the chair. A yes vote upholds the chair.
Right.
A no vote is to overrule the chair. Okay? It's a little bit something like the opposite of what would be intuitive. So if you vote yes, that means you are voting to uphold the chair's ruling that the point of order is not well taken. Okay? Nia Bediako.
No to uphold in the chair. And I just found it.
Okay. Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon.
Yes.
Zakai Free. Sherna Gluck.
Abstain.
Adrienne Jamont. Vajra Kildauer.
No.
Luzette King. R. Paul Martin. Pass. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Seekert.
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Joseph Wanzala? Ted Weisgold?
Yes.
Okay, going back, Bethune isn't here. Zakai Free isn't here. Jamad isn't here. Lizette King? R. Paul Martin? I'm going to have to say no. Okay. One,
I count
two,
five
three,
to four,
four.
The motion passes.
Five in favor, four against, one abstention.
Okay. Would you take the roll on the motion to confirm?
Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay. So the motion is to confirm the chair and secretary now.
Yes. Yes.
Nia Bediako.
No, only because it's violated the bylaws.
Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon.
Yes.
Zakai Free. Sherna Gluck.
Yes.
Adrienne Jamont. Vajra Kildauer.
No.
No.
Luzette King. R. Paul Martin, abstain. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Seekert.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Joseph Wanzala. Ted Weisgold?
Yes.
Okay, going back, George Ryder?
Abstain.
Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 in favor.
Paul, you didn't call me back again.
Who's this?
Sherna.
I'm sorry.
Abstain.
Sherna Gluck?
Abstain.
You're already... Okay, so you're changing from...
I passed. No,
okay. Add your different one. So you're abstaining now.
Right.
Okay. Is there anybody else whom I haven't called?
I don't think so.
1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4 in favor, 2 against, and 4 abstentions.
Okay. The motion passes. R. Paul is confirmed as secretary. I'm confirmed as chair. I will actually take up R. Paul's suggestion to bring this to the PNB at some point to have them confirm us and also to see if we can have a standing rule about elections and committee put forth. Let's move on. The whistleblower policy. I need a timekeeper. R. Paul, can you do that as well?
We can certainly try. I always put the time at the top of it, so I'll do my best.
Okay. Thank you. Whistleblower policy. We have a motion on the table. Would anyone like to return that, or would someone like to introduce a new motion on with regard to the whistleblower policy?
Yes, Sherna.
Sherna?
I'm not a lawyer. Sean Casey O'Brien is not a lawyer. I would really like this to be referred to counsel. I find it extremely confusing. I don't know California law. He does not know California law. There are different opinions on this. I think it needs a referral to counsel.
Point of privilege. It should be understood. This is Sean Casey O'Brien. Point of
Sean.
Privilege. It should be understood that I took the time to look up the black letter law, which is the law that is laid out in the law libraries and which judges follow. So to say I don't know the law, I may not be a licensed lawyer, but I have looked up the black letter law, and I want the record to reflect that. Thank you.
I did not imply you had not looked it up, but it requires a lawyer's judgment.
Point of personal privilege, this is Brian.
Who's speaking? Brian? Sherna, please.
Is there a motion? There's no language on our agenda.
There is no language.
I'm completely in the dark about what you're debating over.
That's correct. Sherna, I'm gonna rule that your motion's out of order until we have a motion to send to the lawyer. Would someone like to make an affirmative motion that puts something in front of us in terms of a whistleblower policy?
Sean from KPFW.
Sean?
I'd like to make a motion that we send this policy along with all related materials to our counsel for his legal opinion.
Which policy are you talking about?
Pardon me?
Which policy are you talking about?
The whistleblower policy. We take the whistleblower policy.
What whistleblower policy? The one that came from the audit committee?
Like I said, the whistleblower policy that came out of the audit committee plus all related material, and then we'll have our interim general counsel give us his legal opinion.
Point of order.
Appropriate.
Point of order.
Yes, Ted.
Yeah. As I have said before, this committee cannot make any decision that does anything except send things from this committee to the Pacifica National Board. If they feel it needs to be referred to a lawyer for some kind of opinion, they can do that. We can't. I think we need to hear what this policy is that is being recommended, and we can give our opinion, and then we can let the National Board decide whether they think our opinion is good enough or if it needs further review. And so my point of information is it not correct that we have no right to send something to a lawyer?
Please, it's a question to me, yes, I think it is correct. I don't think that we can, on our own, send something to the lawyer, incur fees for the national board for doing so. I think we have to refer this to the board. I would like to send a recommendation to the board on the audit committee policy or the motion that Sean introduced for a different whistleblower policy. Would someone please put some whistleblower policy on the floor so that we can discuss that?
Yeah, this is Chris Condon. I'll make a motion.
Okay, Chris.
My motion is that the governance committee recommend to the PNB that it adopt applicable California law as our whistleblower policy.
Can you be more specific about applicable California law?
Well, no, I can't.
I can help you with that, Chris. Namely, the Whistleblower Act of California and Senate Bill 777 of 2003, as well as Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, as recently interpreted unanimously by the Supreme Court.
Right. We have all of that. You've sent all of that to us, haven't you, in the past?
Yes. Okay. And I want to make sure, Ted, did you get the breakdown or analysis that I sent out to everybody else? I'm not sure if I got it to you, because I want the committee to be fully informed on this.
Okay, no. This is Brian. Can I have a copy? I'm still in the dark about what you guys are talking about. Or is it online somewhere?
Well, George, can I be
on the stack? I'll send it to you. Who else needs it?
I thought I had included that with the email I sent you last time, Brian, but perhaps I didn't.
It went out. We've all got it if we looked at our emails.
I would like to introduce a substitute motion.
Mr. Chair, before we put any substitutes in, let me get the exact wording of what this motion is right here?
Yes.
I have it. I lost track at some point. So what I have is, the governance committee recommend to the PNB that it adopt applicable California law to be our whistleblower policy.
Okay.
And this refers to the Whistleblower Act of California and Senate Bill 777. That's as far as I got.
Of 2003, as well as Title VII of the Federal Civil Rights Act, as recently interpreted unanimously by the Supreme Court.
Okay. That's the motion. I thought I heard somebody else.
Yes.
Ted wants to speak.
I'm sorry. Was it a point of order or something that has higher privilege? Or
I would like to introduce a substitute motion.
Okay, Sharon, go ahead.
The substitute motion is that this motion and the previously enunciated whistleblower policy from the audit committee, both that we request the PNB submit both of these to counsel for determination.
Okay. I believe that motion is in order.
George, this is Chris Condon. May I be recognized?
Yes.
Shirley's motion is not incompatible with mine. One does not need to replace the other.
Thank you.
Both motions could be passed simultaneously.
Well, the motion as you spoke it was for the PNB, for this group, to recommend to the PNB essentially the laws of California will be our policy. Shirner wants to say we will recommend to the PNB not just that, but we will recommend that they send both policies to the lawyer for his consideration. So that's Shirner's substitute motion.
Right, how about we just take my motion and then say and append Shirner's motion?
All that's necessary is to accept Shirner's motion, and the effect is what you're saying.
Okay.
If you're in favor of that, then just vote yes on Shirner's motion.
George, that I'm saying I don't want us to vote. I want these things to be referred.
Shirner, I heard you. I heard you, please. And your motion was to send both of them to the PNB and recommend that the PNB get an opinion from the legal counsel. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
But if George, this is Chris Condon.
Yes.
If my motion is not passed, then there's nothing to send.
Sharna's motion accepts your motion as one of the two documents to send to the PNB for consideration by the lawyer.
But doesn't it have to be passed before
it's... No, no.
Mr. Chair?
I don't think... Our poll, yes.
I think the problem here is that the maker of the amendment has stated it as a substitute motion. It might be better for the chair to simply rule it as an amendment and say that it would be added to it. In other words, we would be amending the main motion. Now I'm trying to read it fast here, so I'm reading it.
Can I ask a point of
clarification? Okay, what we could do is the chair could rule that that if the amendment passes, that it will mean the wording would go something like, the government committee requests that the PNB submit this motion and then put the Condon motion in quotes inside that, you know, then add end the previously enunciated policy from the audit committee and send it to the council. So that would, I think, do everything everybody wants.
No, it's not. This is Sean from KPFK. I need it to be stated in there, not just the policy from the audit committee goes, but all related material, all the material that I've sent out and others have sent out with this to give balance to what many of us believe to be a very faulty whistleblower policy that, in fact, deprives workers of their rights under California law. So we must have all related material sent along with anything from the audit committee.
Chris, if this motion passed, would you see to it that all such material gets to the PNB to be forwarded?
No, because I don't have it. But
I'm sorry, Sean.
I will. And I will check with other members that I do want to talk to make sure they also, if they have any questions or suggestions, those are included as well.
Okay. The difference between an amendment and a substitute motion is simply that for an amendment, when you speak to an amendment, you have to speak to just that. You can't speak to the main motion. You're supposed to speak to the amendment. A substitute motion, you can speak to either one. In this case, it seems to me the substance is the same. Either way, if, as I understand it, Sharna, you're saying that both of these policies,
and
with all
related materials,
be forwarded to the PNB with the recommendation that we get the opinion of the legal counsel as to which one is preferable. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you.
Is there any objection to Sharna's motion?
Brian here.
Brian?
I'm sorry. I just haven't seen any of the things you're talking about forwarding.
Brian, you're brand new to this committee. We will get them to you.
Okay. Well, I'm very uncomfortable with you asking me to vote on something.
I understand that, Brian.
Absolutely.
Sean, would you email that to us again? Do you have it available? I've been looking for the email for you, and I can't find it.
Let me pull it up, and I'll send it to Brian and Ted or anybody else.
Do you have Brian and Tracy's numbers?
I'm gonna double check. Let me pull that up and I'll double check for you. Okay. I'm gonna put you on mute and do that right now, folks. Thank you.
Can we then table this and the amendment while that's happening and move on?
Yeah, it will only take me a few minutes, but if you want to table it and we can move on, we'll come back to whatever.
Is there any objection to tabling this?
Yeah, this is Sharna. I object. Brian, we're not voting on it. We're voting for the PNB to seek counsel on all of it.
I don't know what I'm asking the PNB to seek counsel on. I'm sorry.
Then abstain.
Yeah, this is Tracy from KPFA. I think the procedure, if you're new on a body and are not sure, is to abstain.
Okay. Brian, do you want to make a motion to table this?
I made one, and it's not debatable.
It's not debatable.
Well, Board of Information,
are we out of time yet?